I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, mission readiness in Wyvern Nation and First Air Task Force training. The 31st Fighter Wing is committed to mission readiness, a key component of our nation's defense strategy. With global threats constantly evolving, the 31st Fighter Wing must remain prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to any situation, whether it be combat operations, humanitarian missions, or supporting partners and allies.
Wyvern Nation Airmen are undergoing rigorous training to ensure they're ready at a moment's notice. This training includes everything from simulated combat scenarios to physical conditioning and technical drills to keep them sharp. Readiness goes beyond just physical equipment and training. The 31st Fighter Wing also focuses on the mental and emotional health of its personnel. Programs to support the well-being of airmen and their families have become integral to ensure long-term readiness. These efforts help airmen stay resilient under the pressure of deployment and high-stakes operations. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, shares how the 31st Fighter Wing is fully engaged globally.
As far as what our wing is busy with, what are we not busy with? And so it really highlights how we are fully engaged in multiple areas of responsibility, how we're engaged in so many different locations all across the world, all across very, very different areas of responsibility. But we train and we prepare and we go, we deploy, we execute, we come home safe, and we return with honor.
Clark also noted, the 31st Fighter Wing continues to stress that mission readiness is not just about being prepared for today, but for whatever tomorrow brings. As threats change, so too does the strategy for maintaining the highest level of preparedness. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
First Air Task Force Training. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Stephanie Barge. The Air Force is preparing for its first Air Task Force training events at Combat Support Training Range sites in November of 2024. These events will allow airmen from ATF Combat Air Base squadrons to train together as a team for the first time, demonstrating the ability of training range sites to host combat support training. The CSTR initiative is designed to provide centralized, multifunctional training opportunities for airmen, simulating the conditions they could face in future deployments. Colonel Ross Dotslaw, Air Force Installation and Mission Support Center Readiness Integration Chief, says this will be a critical test for the sites and the units, as it's the first time they will come together to train as a complete organization. Air task forces are part of the Air Force's larger plan to build mission-ready airmen and prepare for future wars. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.